This is Indio Radio. You're listening to That MMA Show.
What is going on, everybody, and welcome to another edition of That MMA Show here on Indio Radio. I am your host, as always, Jeremy Johnson, and it is fight night, guys. It is one of my favorites. It is fight night on Big Fox, and I mean, this card has pay-per-view implications, and we're going to break it all down today. Also, big signings for Bellator that just came out last night. I mean, this is pretty big. They are stealing away an RFA champion, and I have a feeling they're going to go down in St. Louis, Missouri. I just got this feeling, so we'll see how that goes. We will talk all about that also, but again, big news is UFC on Fox 15 tonight, Machida versus Rockhold. It is going to be fireworks. And why? Two names, Paige VanZant and Felice Herrig. That's what's going to do it. It is all over the media right now, so we will break all of that down. Also today, we're going to play a good game of Ask the Cut Man with me. You know, I'm going to do it myself today. So it'll be a lot of fun. We got a lot of good questions, and I will get those all out to you this week. So we will also do some fun stuff with a bunch of our sponsors, War Tape. Go check them out at warworldwide.com. Look on our website at www.thatmmashow for a code that will get you a lot of cash off if you buy some tape and use our promo code, man. So you need to do that. It's a good thing for you. So also today we'll be talking a little bit about Quick Aid during our Ask the Cut Man, which they are a great sponsor of ours. Check them out at quickaidsports.com. Use the promo code ThatMMAShow and you get some more free stuff. I mean, just the money off is just awesome, guys. So we are out there trying to bring it to you. Now, we are also, of course, going to bring you our favorite segments. The week that was, our Twitter shout-outs, and of course, our calendar of events. Got a good Twitter shout-out today. He's a good buddy of mine, and he will be tweeting live from Shamrock Fighting Championships tonight in St. Louis, Missouri, where I will be at also doing a little work tonight. So you can follow me on Instagram at ThatMMAShow or on Twitter at ThatMMAShow and get all of the latest information. So we are going to bring it all to you tonight. You know what, guys? I am ready. Let's kick this off. So stick with us as we come back with more of That MMA Show right here on Indio Radio.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane.
Start it up,
just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. And, you know, guys, I said, like, we are going to be taking in some regional mixed martial arts tonight at Shamrock Fighting Championships in St. Louis. And I know we talk a lot about them, but I got to tell you guys, this organization is growing something fierce. And they have now become basically the feeder organization for Bellator, where any of their professionals who win a title instantaneously get a contract with Bellator. So big news. I know that they are assisting a lot in the Bellator card that is going to go down in St. Louis, where we talked to Ken Shamrock last week. They are helping out with the undercard. A lot of those fights have been announced this week, and we'll talk a little bit about that later. So, but tonight, we're going to be out there. You know, I know that it is UFC on Fox 15 night, but if you are in the Midwest, unfortunately, there's no tickets available, so you can't go anyway. But it is going to be one heck of a card, and we are looking forward to highlighting just a couple of big fights. And one of them that we're looking at is Jordan Dowdy versus Calvin Cunningham. Now, Jordan has been on the show before as he was making his move from amateur to pro. We kind of documented it a bit. We had a couple of interviews with him. Great guy, very nice. Took the win and went pro in his last outing. And now he is out there making his pro debut. Now, he weighed in last night. He actually missed weight on his first time in, like, forever. And could have been pro jitters, you know, something new. But it's one of those things that does happen. So, you know, he gives up a little bit of his money and the fight goes on. I cannot wait to see that one. So we'll probably talk to Jordan a little bit tomorrow. We'll bring that to you next week. But also, boxing standout Aaron Heifel, who trains under famed boxing coach Moses Flores, taking on Stacey Bacon. Raymond Gray and Jesse Gehringer are going to throw it down as the co-main event. And then Josh Weston taking on Rome Lindsay. Now, Josh Weston has had a couple of really big opportunities lately. Looking forward to seeing that fight. It will be a whole lot of fun. That is going to go down at Lumiere Place Casino. Now, guys, with that, how much regional MMA do you take in? And, you know, tell me on Twitter, at That MMA Show, and let me know what kind of regional MMA that you like. You know, do you like the big productions? Do you like the little shows that are in, you know, the Knights of Columbus halls and the church halls and things like that where, you know, I mean, they're picking guys out of the audience. Are those what you like, or do you want to see the guys who are the next big things out there? So let me know on Twitter, at That MMA Show, or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ThatMMAShow. You know, I got to tell you, I've been to all of them. I mean, I've been to the UFC, and I've been to RFA, and I have been to Bellator, and I mean, I love regional MMA because you get to see the guys who either A, have made it all the way up there, or B, are trying to get back there. And I mean, I have seen guys like Bobby Volker, Adam Sella, you know, they all have been to the big shows and trying to make it back. So gotta love them. Go out and support them any chance that you get. Check them out whenever they are on pay-per-view, or, you know, follow a feed, check them out on YouTube, all that other kind of good stuff. So, all right, if you want any more information on Shamrock FC, though, go check it out at shamrockfc.com. And you know what? Stick with us, guys, because coming up, we are going to break down UFC on Fox 15, coming up next, right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we are back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Now, we are talking all about UFC on Fox 15. This is going to be huge. This is going to go down on Big Fox. That is right. It is on the main one. Now, preliminary cards will be on Fight Pass, and they will start at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. And, I mean, I tell you what, even the Facebook prelims have good fights. And we're talking Tim Means taking on George Sullivan at 170 pounds. Now, as we all know, Tim Means got KO'd by the sauna once, but hey, you know what? We never let him live that down. Now, Diego Brandao taking on Jimmy Hetz, that will be something fierce. And then Chris Dempsey and Eddie Gordon to start off the prelim card on UFC Fight Pass. Now, guys, if you haven't got Fight Pass yet, you are completely missing out. It is the best $9 a month you're going to spend. I mean, it's like two Starbucks, and that's it, you know, especially as much Starbucks as I drink. That's how you get through radio, folks. You drink a lot of caffeine. But anyway, now, on the preliminary card, it is also going to go down on Fox. So it's not a Fox Sports 1. It is going down on Big Fox. That starts at 6 p.m. Eastern. And we are looking at, I mean, everyone from Pat Cummings and Ovince St. Preux at 205 to finishing off the night with Jim Miller taking on Beneil Dariush. That'll be something fierce at 155. And then, of course, the main card. And you know what? This is why everyone's tuning in, and I'm just going to lay it out there, is Felice Herrig taking on Paige VanZant. Now, Paige VanZant has had the hype train behind her after her most recent win over Angela Magana. Now, Paige VanZant, I actually saw Paige's very first fight in Invicta, and she looked great against Tisha Torres, but she did ultimately lose that fight, and it was a pure and simple kickboxing fight. Now, Felice Herrig has also fought Tisha Torres and lost. Now, so that's an interesting combo. But Felice Herrig is a veteran Muay Thai fighter, veteran Muay Thai fighter. I don't care what you think about her social media exploits. That girl is a legit, legit striker. I remember her back in the old, what do they call it? The World Combat League days, and she was on the St. Louis Enforcers, believe it or not, where, you know, there are a few people who are actually made it to the UFC, and that actually, yeah, what's his name? Uriah Hall was on the World Combat League, which I think is pretty funny. Well, of course, so was Adam Sella, which is, you know, even weirder. So, but yeah, Felice Herrig and Paige VanZant is definitely everything that the internet has been blowing up with all week long. Both of those fighters made weight at 115 pounds. And then Max Holloway taking on Cub Swanson. I mean, this is the fight that no one is talking about. And this fight is huge, people. I mean, Max Holloway is a legit, legit fighter taking on the very tough Cub Swanson. And then Chris Camozzi taking on Ronaldo Jacare Souza. Now, for all you don't know, Jacare means alligator in Portuguese. That's what it means, and that's why he does that crazy snap thing whenever he weighs in. So, all right, and then finally wrapping it up is going to be Lyoto the Dragon Machida taking on Luke Rockhold. And we are looking, I mean, that is, that's a title fight, guys. At any point in time, two former title holders taking it going on. That is going to be huge. It goes down at 8 p.m. Eastern on Big Fox, and I am stoked to say that we are going to be starting to have a whole lot more UFC fighters on the air now coming up with us. So, in the coming weeks, you will start to see the level of our guests are going to get big with the new UFC pay-per-views out there. We are going to be all talking to them, and it's going to be good stuff. So follow along. But again, like I said, tonight it all goes down, 8 p.m. Eastern. If you want to see Felice Herrig and Paige VanZant go at it, then you got to tune in. So, all right, guys, stick with us, because coming up, we are going to do our segment Ask the Cut Man, where I am going to answer all your questions that you have tweeted to me during the week. So stick with us right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane.
Start it up,
just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Jumping back in here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and we are talking about podcasts. And I'm not even going to say podcasts, but I'm talking about guys who are doing now like the blog talk radio where they get the 800 number on the internet and you can text them, or, you know, they have that kind of thing going on. And I want to know, guys, what do you think about and how do you listen to your mixed martial arts? Let me know. There are some very famous ones out there. My personal favorite was always Mauro Ranallo, who had The MMA Show, not That MMA Show, because that's us, but The MMA Show. And for all you guys who used to give me trouble about that whenever I first started all those years ago, I asked Mauro Ranallo. I said, hey, is this cool that I'm using this name? He's like, oh, yeah. He says, no problem. He says, I'm actually changing mine over to The Show. And Mauro actually does not do a podcast anymore. So, you know, I'm kind of, I'm still around and I'm happy to do it. But there are all kinds of now these little pop-up guys who are doing them, and they can either be local or they're trying to cover, you know, they're covering the big shows and things like that too. Do you listen to them? Let me know. And again, let me know on Twitter at That MMA Show. I always think it's great because it adds another layer. It gives more people the ability to find what they like and what they don't like, because if they don't like them, they'll come hopefully listen to me. And, you know, that keeps Kane happy here at Indio Radio. So what do you think? And I'm getting some pretty interesting ones on Twitter that everybody says, you know, yeah, we listen to some of them. Again, mentioned here is Ariel Helwani's The MMA Hour. That is a great show. If you want to know what is going on, The MMA Hour is a good show. And then also MMA Weekly puts out one that is also very, very good. So, and, you know, I hope that you like us and you listen to us quite a bit. So it's been one of those things that I have seen the rise of this, and especially over the last year, and I guess it's because the ability to do iTunes and do things like that has gotten so big that anyone and everyone thinks that they can do it or wants to try to do it, and more power to them. So, you know, like I said, if you love it, that's great. If you don't, hey, hope you'll still listen to me, so that makes me happy. So, all right, guys, stick with me, because coming up, we are going to do some of our favorite segments, and that is the week that was, our Twitter shout-outs, and, of course, our calendar of events. And with that, I ask you to go check out all of our good buddies at War Tape, and they are at warworldwide.com. They make the best tape for athletes. It can be anything from MMA wrapping hands and ankles to fingers, combat sports and judo, jiu-jitsu, anything like that, you know, to tape sprains, anything like that for the normal person. So go check them out at warworldwide.com. Like I said, if you go to our website, That MMA Show, you will get a promo code that you can use. So gotta love them. All right, guys, stick with us, because we're coming back up. Like I said, it's our favorite segments. The week that was, our Twitter shout-outs. Of course, our calendar of events coming up right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane.
Start it up,
just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Jumping back in here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and we are talking about podcasts. And I'm not even going to say podcasts, but I'm talking about guys who are doing now like the blog talk radio where they get the 800 number on the internet and you can text them, or, you know, they have that kind of thing going on. And I want to know, guys, what do you think about and how do you listen to your mixed martial arts? Let me know. There are some very famous ones out there. My personal favorite was always Mauro Ranallo, who had The MMA Show, not That MMA Show, because that's us, but The MMA Show. And for all you guys who used to give me trouble about that whenever I first started all those years ago, I asked Mauro Ranallo. I said, hey, is this cool that I'm using this name? He's like, oh, yeah. He says, no problem. He says, I'm actually changing mine over to The Show. And Mauro actually does not do a podcast anymore. So, you know, I'm kind of, I'm still around and I'm happy to do it. But there are all kinds of now these little pop-up guys who are doing them, and they can either be local or they're trying to cover, you know, covering the big shows and things like that too. Do you listen to them? Let me know. And again, let me know on Twitter at That MMA Show. I always think it's great because it adds another layer. It gives more people the ability to find what they like and what they don't like, because if they don't like them, they'll come hopefully listen to me. And, you know, that keeps Kane happy here at Indio Radio. So What do you think? And I'm getting some pretty interesting ones on Twitter that everybody says, you know, yeah, we listen to some of them. Again, mentioned here is Ariel Helwani's The MMA Hour. That is a great show. If you want to know what is going on, The MMA Hour is a good show. And then also MMA Weekly puts out one that is also very, very good. So, and, you know, I hope you like us and you listen to us quite a bit. So it's been one of those things that I have seen the rise of this, and especially over the last year, and I guess it's because the ability to do iTunes and do things like that has gotten so big that anyone and everyone thinks that they can do it or wants to try to do it, and more power to them. So, you know, like I said, if you love it, that's great. If you don't, hey, hope you'll still listen to me, so that makes me happy. So, all right, guys, stick with me, because coming up, we are going to do some of our favorite segments, and that is the week that was, our Twitter shout-outs, and, of course, our calendar of events. And with that, I ask you to go check out all of our good buddies at War Tape, and they are at warworldwide.com. They make the best tape for athletes. It can be anything from MMA wrapping hands and ankles to fingers, combat sports and judo, jiu-jitsu, anything like that, you know, to tape sprains, anything like that for the normal person. So go check them out at warworldwide.com. Like I said, if you go to our website, That MMA Show, you will get a promo code that you can use. So gotta love them. All right, guys, stick with us, because we're coming back up. Like I said, it's our favorite segments. The week that was, our Twitter shout-outs. Of course, our calendar of events coming up right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up. Count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane.
Start it up.
Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Boy, time is just flying by out there, and, you know, we're having a great time here at Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Now, producer Andrew back there in the background, he's twisting the knobs for me, but you know what, guys? I got to tell you, we have a cool new video feature coming out, and I know that you've seen some of our videos that we do of me live at events and things like that. Well, producer Andrew takes care of all of that for us, and so he has actually created a video that we are producing through That MMA Show, and it is called The Mama Beast. Now, you've heard Susie Mama Beast Wyatt on our show. She is an AMI fighter who is coming up through the ranks, and the only thing is she's 50, guys, and I mean, it's an amazing story. And so Andrew's like, you know what, man, we need to do a documentary on this. And so we did, and now actually we are going to be releasing that here very shortly in May. So it will be a lot of fun, and we will give you more info as it comes along, and we will have Andrew tweet out some of that info here in just a bit. So, all right, that is going to do it for. We are going to be bringing you our favorite segments, the week that was, our Twitter shout-outs, and, of course, our calendar of events. If you ever want to be a Twitter shout-out, please follow us on Twitter at ThatMMAShow. And this one today is brought to you by Cutman for Hire. Go check them out at www.cutman4hire.com. Get all your mixed martial arts supplies for being a corner, being a cutman. As we talked about earlier in the segment, it's the best stuff out there. So go check them out. All right, and we are starting off this week with Anderson Silva. Has an interesting one this week. He is interested in competing in the 2016 Olympics in Taekwondo for Brazil. He has sent a letter to the Brazilian Taekwondo Federation and said that basically he is interested. He wants to be a part of it. I think the only problem he's going to run into is that big drug test that he has kind of failed and is now in waiting for his punishment. So I don't know how this is going to play out, but the Brazilian Taekwondo Federation basically has not really answered anything yet. They are just simply stating that, you know, it's great that we got this letter, and they posted it on their website, so you can actually go out and read it. It's probably in Portuguese, but, you know, Google will translate that for you. So, now, also this week, a welterweight fight between Matt Brown and Nate Diaz that was planned and already loaded onto the UFC 189 card during International Fight Week in Vegas and was really gathering a lot of steam has been pulled. And so nobody was really sure what to make of Diaz's tweet, basically where he said that Diaz shot it down, tweeting that, no, he's fighting Pettis, which nobody knows about. So Diaz says basically while he thinks it's a great fight, he never talked about the fight being a done deal before it was announced. He had, I would really like to know a little bit more about what I'm doing instead of just, you know, being a strong-armed into a fight. I don't need to hear I'm fighting from fighting this guy before it was ever negotiated or worked out, and now I'm saying no to the fight, and that's official. So Matt Brown tweeted, fight against Nate Diaz 209 isn't happening. I'll update you guys as soon as I get word on an opponent date. Thanks for the support, as always. Weird. Man, weird. I don't understand where the Diaz brothers are coming from. Now, they, I mean, they've had some issues in the past, and they're always out there, you know, trying to make headway and things like that to make more money. And so it's always interesting to see how the Diaz brothers pull this kind of stuff off. But you know what? The fight is not going down with Matt Brown, so that's just the way it is. All right, guys, that is going to do it for our week that was. Listen to it every week here on Indio Radio. And we are in negotiations to start the week that was in MMA back up again on another website. So we used to do that for Full Contact Fighter TV. And now we are looking at the possibilities of doing it in another place and also the possibilities of going back to Full Contact Fighter. So we shall see how all of that works out. Now, that brings us to our other segments of the week, and that this one is going to be our Twitter shout-out. Now, this week, our Twitter shout-out is my buddy Jimmy Range. Now, if you go find him at Jimmy Range, he is a sports journalist and photographer focused on covering boxing, MMA, and Muay Thai. And let me tell you guys, he has some of the best photos in the biz. Awesome, awesome stuff. Tonight, he will be live tweeting from Shamrock FC, so go follow him at Jimmy Range on Twitter. Gotta love it. Go check him out. And he's our Twitter shout-out of the week. And finally, our calendar of events. And, man, we're running out of time already. Good night. Producer Andrew, why don't you keep us on track? Jeez. Nah, he's a good guy. I'm just kidding. So our calendar of events this week is going to start with, of course, tonight. It is UFC on Fox 15. Loving that. Paige VanZant versus Felice Herrig. Luke Rockhold versus, and that just amazes me. I mean, Luke Rockhold versus Lyoto Machida is getting in the same with the very first fight on the post fight or on the main card on Big Fox. So, but it is Felice Herrig taking on Paige VanZant and Luke Rockhold taking on the one and only Lyoto the Dragon Machida. So that will be a fun one. And then also tonight we'll be at Shamrock Fighting Championships. That will be actually be pay-per-view broadcasted on their website a little later. They're going to do a feed after the fact, so that will be kind of cool to watch. Also tonight is Fight Hard MMA in St. Louis, Missouri. You can check that out at the Family Arena in St. Louis, Missouri. Now, those tickets are free and still available. So go check them out. The only thing you got to pay for is parking. They always have great seats. You know what? We didn't give away tickets this time, and that's kind of rough. I generally give away tickets, and I apologize. I'm sorry for those guys who are hitting me up and saying, you know what? You didn't give away any tickets. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. I didn't. So we will do that for the next Fight Hard, I promise. I will talk to Kane Royer out there and make that happen. So all right, now next week we have the ONE FC Championship 26 Valor Champions in the Manila, Philippines going down online pay-per-view. Check them out. And then also April 24th, it is Invicta Fighting Championships 12 from Kansas City, Missouri. That's going to be on UFC Fight Pass. And then also on the 25th, it is UFC 186. Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson taking on Horiguchi in Quebec, Canada. So there is a lot of mixed martial arts action coming up. So all right, guys, stick with us because coming up, we are going to talk about what's going down next week right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back because I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it, and we are talking all about what is coming up next week right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Now, we are going to be covering the Invicta FC 12, and that will be going down, like I said, in Kansas City on Friday. So we will have your wrap-up on Saturday. That will be good stuff. Also, we will be discussing a little bit about the UFC 186 card, Demetrius Johnson taking on Horiguchi up in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. The other thing that I find interesting about that is that George St. Pierre will be doing the Q&A session for the open fight stuff that they do up there. Generally, every time they have a card in a location, they do a question and answer with the audience, like during or after the weigh-ins and stuff. So that will be an interesting one to see what George St. Pierre says after all this time, and is he coming back and is he not, and all other kind of good stuff. So we shall see how that works out. Also next week, we are going to be bringing you some good guests that we're going to keep secret just in case it doesn't happen, but this will be an interesting one, and we will keep tweeting it out throughout the week if it goes down. We'll also be traveling to Chicago for the XFO, and we will be bringing you some of that recap also. That will be going down on the 25th, so we will do a little bit of info on that one for the night, and then we'll be live tweeting from that event also. So a lot of MMA travel next weekend with Kansas City and with Chicago going down. So, but we will bring it all to you just like we always do. So follow us on Twitter at That MMA Show or on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatMMAShow. Be sure to go check out our great sponsors, warworldwide.com for your war tape, Cutman for Hire for all of your corner and Cutman supplies, and Quick Aid Sports. use the promo code ThatMMAShow to get your discount on the best stuff to stop bleeding in any type of sport, football, whatever. If you are a gym owner, you need to have some around. It helps out, trust me. I use it almost every weekend, so gotta love it. All right, guys, that is going to do it for another week here on That MMA Show. I greatly appreciate it. You as always joining us. Like I said, you know, maybe next week we'll even talk a little bit about producer Andrew's new movie coming out. That will be a lot of fun because it is all about Susie Mama Beast Wyatt. So we'll get them both on. That'll be fun. So, all right, guys, a lot of action pack coming up next week. So we got to get out of here, though. We are almost to that time whenever King cuts us off. So as we always say it, fight clean, fight hard, fight fair. And we will see you next week right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane.
Start it up,
just turn it on. Get ready to
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
One day.